And now time for a G2V Extra. Live from Gen Con 2015. Well, hey everybody, this is Scott.
And this is Arnold.
And we're recording on really awful equipment in our hotel room with the air conditioning running in Indianapolis. So we do apologize in advance for the quality of the recording, but hopefully you'll be able to at least hear us ramble.
And for the quality of the hosts, because we've been outside a lot.
It's extraordinarily hot here and humid and very sunny.
It's not conducive to normal human behavior.
Well, I mean, it is Gen Con, after all. Yeah, normal human behavior is not really going to be witnessed here.
That works, yeah, for most large conventions. But it's already been amazing. And, well, for me anyway, this is my very first time at a Gen Con ever. And for you, you have some history with Gen Con.
Well, yeah, but it goes back many years. It's been, it's been, I almost want to say decades since I was last here. But, of course, I had good reason to be here this year. They released the six-gun role-playing game this year at Gen Con, so I was able to see that and actually hold it in my hands for the first time. That sounded kind of dirty.
Yeah, this is so, well, you were telling people that you were showing the new copy of the book, that you'd been stroking it. So we know how that goes. So, yeah, we'd actually been talking on Doctor of the Dead, for instance, about the six-gun as you've been doing it. You spent, what was it, the whole last summer?
Most of last summer writing it, and it is finally out, as well as the Winding Way campaign. Winding Path? I forget what the
Winding
title.
Winding Way,
yeah. I wrote it, but so that with the GM screen. They're both available right now. There's more coming. So for you sick Kickstarter supporters out there who are desperately awaiting additional material for Six Gun, trust me, it is on its way. I've had plenty of pressure from Pinnacle to make me get that stuff done as soon as possible.
You should be writing it right now.
I probably should, actually. But let's talk a little bit about what we've seen, what we've been doing here. We got here, both of us got here yesterday afternoon, which was Thursday, right around noon, I guess.
Yes.
Right? So
you flew in, and I drove roughly the eight and a half hours or so from Baltimore to Indianapolis, which I don't recommend to anybody, but I wanted to get here, so that's the way it worked out. And we both arrived pretty much the same time, early yesterday, gave us the opportunity to ease in a bit, see the convention and the floor already, right at the very beginning. Probably the only day of the entire convention when things would be light enough to really get around, although today wasn't too bad either.
No,
for
it's
a Friday.
It's still a little butt to gut, but
yeah.
And it was pretty hot in the hall, I have to say.
Absolutely.
I think they need to work on the temperature controls.
And having spent many years at San Diego, being on the floor at Gen Con certainly felt familiar. It's a lot of the same kind of experience of trying to get through large throngs of people, but it was still fine.
Oh, yeah.
Great stuff already that we saw as early as yesterday. Well, first of all, you could talk a little bit. You stopped by several booths from companies that you know very well, including Pinnacle.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually been one of the most surreal things for me is actually wandering these halls now and or these rows of things in the exhibit hall, and running into people that I've been working with over the last couple of years and seeing them face to face for the first time. Mm-hmm. So it's been absolutely essential for me to be here this year. That goes without saying. I mean, I can't imagine not coming to Gen Con now that I work so much in the gaming industry. So, yeah, I mean, a lot of people I've seen folks that, well, of course, we talked to Chris Premis with Green Ronin today.
Right.
And as some of you may know.
And the two of us are doing something that will one day, much sooner now than it ever has been before, we'll one day soon see the light of day, and we'll both be very excited to talk about
when that happens. That's going to be a nice big project. It's actually in our editor's hands right now,
and
or actually Green Ronin's editor's
hands. That's years of our lives.
Yeah.
Or at least chunks of it.
That one, that hopefully will be coming soon. Haven't had a chance to talk to any of the guys with Modiphius, and I've been editing with them for a while, but I'm supposed to meet up with them Sunday.
We spent quite a bit of time with already, only now Thursday and toward the end of Friday, with a lot of the folks from Pinnacle that you're working with on the Six Gun and other things yet to come. We'll be able to talk about something else tomorrow, because Pinnacle will be announcing some interesting things tomorrow.
We have a big seminar. For those of you who maybe are catching this before Saturday afternoon, I believe the panel's at 3 o'clock If my schedule is right.
Check your schedule to be sure.
Check your schedule is the Pinnacle Entertainment Group seminar, followed immediately by the licensee seminar. So mm-hmm. both of them will be good to attend. But we're going to have some big announcements at the Pinnacle seminar at 3. And that should be pretty exciting because there's been subtle hints and responses have been extremely good. So we think we've got something good coming.
I'm looking forward to seeing the reaction to that just as a bystander. And, and we also stopped by, Ivan isn't here, but we stopped by to see his game.
Yeah, the Outbreak Undead guys were there.
Which we also spoke to him for quite a bit of time in a recent Doctor of the Dead about that game. Zombies both here and in space.
Yes.
And they're doing he had talked about it on Doctor of the Dead, so go listen to that episode if you hadn't. Where Ivan discussed how they were doing this campaign that brings people together from all across the country that are playing the game. But we stopped by that booth for a bit. They have their starter kit. And,
which unfortunately didn't make the show.
Not as many as they wanted, but hopefully they can sort that out.
Yeah, it looks really nice. I mean, I think those of you who supported the Kickstarter or those interested in checking out Outbreak Undead are going to be very pleased with the starter kit. It's a really nice-looking package. The box is great. The art is wonderful. The dice are really, really, really slick. It looks great. Really nice job.
The only other major thing I can think to add from my own perspective is that...
It's a big one.
wearing another hat, I'm, of course, a small press publisher myself, and we have our new Doctor Who collection, Outside In 2, which covers all of new Doctor Who from the first episode, Rose, all the way up to last Christmas. And this is G to V, so it doesn't matter. We talk about everything. And Who North America is one of the largest Doctor Who distributors and retailers in the country. And they just took copies of the book, and Who North America will be carrying Outside In 2, which I'm very pleased about. And as we speak, it's already sitting on the floor of Gen Con, and it's nice to know that those books are out there. So if anybody happens to be at Gen Con and wants to read a fantastic Doctor Who collection... There's one.
I'm in that book, too.
And Scott wrote a piece on Dalek.
Yeah, and it's... If you're not already following us on social media, make sure you do. We're posting... Well, we've been posting on our Facebook accounts a little bit.
But Twitter's a little easier.
Twitter's been a lot easier. We've got a lot of stuff, obviously, on at G2V Podcast. I'm doing a lot on S.A. Woodard. You've done some stuff.
I've done some stuff from Arnold T. Blumberg and Doctor of the Dead. So if you're following me, you'll see it on either one. And we're trying to reshare stuff through G2V and whatever else we can do. It's tough, actually, though, to keep up with the Twitter because, for me anyway, it's so overwhelming looking at everything and seeing everything that you forget about actually sharing things.
Yeah.
So we're also hoping...
Tomorrow.
We're hoping to do some more photos with people and share some stuff tomorrow and keep everybody up to date. And I'm just going to throw out a bit of timely news, not to bring things down, but since we just heard about it, we just heard the sad news that Rowdy Roddy Piper died.
Very sad.
And way too young, at 61 if I'm correct, and that surprised me. You see already exploding on Twitter, everybody resharing, mainly about They Live. That's the one that everybody's thinking of. There might be some Hell Comes to Frogtown.
That's right. Oh, my God.
Fans out there.
I have not seen that in years.
Lots of people sharing old pictures of Roddy wearing his very distinctly Flash Gordon-like shirt that he used to wear.
Oh, yeah.
Just a random thing thought I'd mention.
We'd toss out there.
But you're, of the two of us, you're the gamer, so I'm going to have to defer to you about what have you, and I'll just give you the question, what have you already seen on the floor that, like, really... grabbed you? Is there something already today that you liked a lot? Or
well, I mean, the one big thing I bought already today, which I was really excited about, is there's a new edition of the Chill role-playing game. And for those of you who are unfamiliar with it, there was a company back in the 80s that released the first edition of that, a company called Paysetter, and it's basically modern-day horror, and you play agents in an organization that fights ghosts and vampires and werewolves and things like that. Mayfair Games then did a second edition, and then it kind of floundered in existence for many, many years. And just recently, they did a third edition. It was supported with a very successful Kickstarter. And I picked up a copy, and I'm thrilled to have it. It's a nice, big, hardcover, glossy book. I bought the box set for a few dollars more, which comes with little chips and new dice with Indalo on them, and a nice little package. So that was definitely something I was looking for. I'm trying to think of some of the other stuff. It's pretty overwhelming. If you've never been to Gen Con and you're a gamer, you might lose your mind walking into that exhibit hall. I mean, there's so much to look at, and you have to really sort of decide, am I looking for role-playing games? Am I looking for miniatures? Am I looking for dice, board games, whatever? Because if you just sort of take it all in, I think it's overwhelming.
And in keeping with what's been going on just in a lot of genre fandom in general and conventions in general, the costuming is just off the charts far as people doing. And we've been joking about it, but seriously, given... It's not pleasant outside. It really isn't. And I'm not blaming Indianapolis, so don't think it's like, it's a nice city, it's fine. But the weather is terrible. And then on top of it, inside is just not that much better.
Yeah.
I don't know how some of these people wear enormous amounts of gear or fur. Full fur suits. And aren't just, you know, collapsing everywhere all over the floor.
I know. Every time we see somebody walk by with a nice-looking costume, we're like, how are they doing this without dying?
It's insane. They need some kind of coolant system in there to do that.
You know, that they do have that kind of thing now, so that's not beyond the realm of possibility.
But some elaborate stuff. I know there was one, I wish I knew what it was so we could identify it. That guy we saw yesterday on the first day carrying that lantern, and he looked like he was a character.
Oh, that was really cool. It's like almost a Warcraft.
Yeah, it looked like a Warcraft or some kind of character, but it was all lit up and had a whole lighting system.
Green eyes and sort of like a crystalline head.
See, there are people that make stuff out of cardboard, and there are people that are, you know, have fiberglass skills and do that. It's just unbelievable what you can see.
Hey, we went to Scotty's for our first time today. That was a lot of fun.
That was nice.
And it was cool, too, because they were showing Thor the Dark World right up on the... Is that what it's called? Thor the Dark World,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's right.
They were showing that on every monitor. So instead of walking into a sports bar and seeing the latest baseball game, it was just Thor everywhere you looked.
The MCU guru in me has to be thrilled to sit at a restaurant and have Marvel on the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like that a lot more often.
I don't see why that doesn't exist anymore.
Although not necessarily Thor the Dark World, but all right.
Oh!
But I'll take it. That's all right.
But it was nice. I mean, they have a specialized Gen Con menu that has all...
Like you said, probably from Paizo.
Yeah, I think Paizo wrote it, because they had all this like backstory about the goblins and all this crazy stuff on it. But I thought it was especially funny when you read this great description of this thing, you know, some dish that it was. I can't even remember which one it was. And then at the very bottom it just says, add cheese. So I thought that was funny. But they had their own beers, so I actually had one of their goblin ales, which was really nice. It was an IPA, but it wasn't quite as harsh as some IPAs I've had. But everywhere you look in there, it's just Gen Con stuff. It's like giant banners of Pathfinder. And
that's one of the things also in general. From the moment I arrived here, and you too, we're at the Hyatt Regency. And all the staff at the front desk are wearing classic Starfleet uniforms.
Oh, yeah, that's really cool.
And then everybody at Scotty's are wearing a whole variety of stuff, whatever they wanted to dress as. One girl was doing Darth Vader, another was Captain America.
Our server wasn't.
And then our server didn't wear anything.
That was a little weird.
I felt cheated.
No, I'm not saying she didn't wear anything.
No, that's right. She was clothed, but not in any specific... Maybe she was dressed as a waitress from some sort of series.
Maybe it was a different waitress. But like the man in black was like collecting our dishes. It was rather strange.
Yeah, I thought it was Zorro. It was like,
oh, okay, maybe it was Zorro.
I was waiting for the Z on the table.
Okay.
But that speaks to the whole thing, like all the local businesses that are embracing the idea... the thing is, for my part, I would say, it doesn't even matter if they really care or if it's just a cynical thing, but really, why not do this?
Yeah.
And I've never understood why you wouldn't decide to turn everything within a few blocks and just say, hey, that's going to be the crowd for this weekend. I've seen too many occasions, and I won't name cities or conventions in particular, although I can think of a few specifically, where it seems like the local area around the convention center not only doesn't get in the spirit, so to speak, but actually seems to actively discourage your business, which never made any sense to me. Isn't money money? And in this case, even if it's a cynical thing, they are saying, hey, this is the crowd, why not make it a wonderful experience all around, and they'll be thrilled to come back.
Yeah.
And so far, you know, you go to these restaurants and places, everybody's making it fun, and it feels like the whole place is kind of transformed. And I think more places should do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're seeing a lot of a change culturally, too.
Yeah.
Where this has been, so much of this has become mainstream, and particularly things like superheroes are everywhere, that I think it's reached a point where, again, for whatever reason, all these places have realized, you know, this is where the money is, and we should really do this. And it feels good that that's getting embraced that way. So, anything else from you about?
No, I think that's pretty much it so far. I mean, if we come up with some more stuff, we'll add it in tomorrow.
We'll try to do a little update for each day of the weekend, but this was our first one, and keep checking us out on Twitter. We'll try to get a little more on top of that tomorrow. And onward to what's likely to be the biggest day of the weekend, Saturday.
Talk to you soon.